Time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. The Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies were in action last night at the West Plains Civic Center. With more, here's your Grizzly recap with Harlan Hutchison.
The MSU West Plains Grizzlies played their final home game of the season at the Civic Center last night, and they went out in style, breaking an 11-game losing streak, beating the Three Rivers Raiders by a final of 68-65 in the third meeting of the year between the teams. And last night's game gave us a look at what we've been missing all year long. That's a generally healthy team, and a full squad performed well, especially down the stretch last night. The Grizzlies trailed at the half by a count of 34-29. In the second half, by as many as 8 points. They had a 3-point lead at one point. That disappeared quickly. The Grizzlies, though, down the stretch, made the plays, and the guy that ran the show and was the big difference in the game was Lucas Prola, the freshman guard from Porto Alegre, Brazil. He made some key passes, big shots, and controlled the basketball down the stretch, and the Grizzlies executed and held on for the win. Leading the way with 17 points was Carlos Paul in his final game at the Civic Center as a sophomore. Kyle Gerberty had 11, and Lucas Prola had 9. Leading scorer for Three Rivers, Anthony Sellers, and Caleb Young each with 16. It was a night made more special because Grizzly head basketball coach Jared Fay picked up his 400th career win, and congratulations to him on that great accomplishment. So the Grizzlies now will have a little bit of time off. They'll play next Wednesday night on the road at Moberly. Last night, the Grizzlies go out with a win at the Civic Center. Final score 68-65 over Three Rivers. With the Grizzlies at the Civic Center, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
Girls Class 3 District 10 semifinal scores from Seymour last night. It was Licking defeating Seymour 37-28, and the Liberty Lady Eagles defeated the Willow Springs Lady Bears 64-51. That's the fourth time Liberty and the Willow Springs Lady Bears have played this year, Liberty winning all four games. Liberty will play Licking in the championship game Friday night at 6 p.m., and that game will air on the Fox 96.9. Tip-off again set for 6 p.m. Girls Class 2 District 10 semifinal scores from last night. Bakersfield over Hartville 48-35, and Norwood defeated Gainesville 51-21. Norwood plays Bakersfield for the championship Friday night at 6 p.m. That game will be played at Mansfield. Girls Class 2 District 2 semifinal scores. It was Neelyville over the Thayer Lady Bobcats in overtime 68-65. And East Carter defeated Alton 66-58. East Carter plays Neelyville for the championship Friday night, 6 p.m. at Van Buren. Boys high school basketball, Willow Springs will play Thayer tonight in the semifinals. That'll be 6 p.m. And Liberty will play Licking at 7:30 tonight in the semifinals. Both games will be played at Houston, and it's Class 3 District 10 boys basketball. The Willow Springs game will air on KUKU 100.3, and the Liberty Eagles versus Licking will air on the Fox 96.9. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.